The question that comes to us today is, does the book of Revelation, in other words, does apocalyptic prophecy, point to the impersonation of Christ by Satan? Well, I'm glad that you ask. Yes, it does. And it's couched in symbols, so some people overlook it or don't often see this very important prophecy. We find it in the prophecies about the seven trumpets. Revelation chapter 8 and chapter 9. In Revelation chapter 8, we have the first four trumpets. Now, as you go back to the Old Testament, you learn that trumpets were designed to announce and to warn of some important event that is coming. So in the last days, trumpets are events that warns God's people of what is to come, actually to warn the whole world. But Daniel said those who have insight will understand. So it's important to have insight into the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation. So let's decode the fifth trumpet, which I believe points to the impersonation of Christ by Satan. We go to chapter 9 of the book of Revelation, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth. Now, earlier we learned that a star represents what? Yes, it represents an angel or a messenger. Now, we know that this is in the past tense. In the past, which star had fallen to the earth or been cast to the earth? None other than Lucifer, we know today as Satan. So let's read on. Star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key of the abyss was given to him. Some translations say bottomless pit. It comes from the Greek word abyssos. Now, abyssos or abyss has two meanings. We've mentioned this before. The first meaning is the place of the dead, and the second meaning is the unseen world. We learned in one of our earlier segments that the limits put on this controversy, the fifth limit that we mentioned, was the angels, good angels and bad angels, are bound into the unseen world. The Bible calls that the abyss. In fact, we learned that from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, and Jude 6 says they are bound in darkness or unseen. It's interesting that Jesus was approached by two demoniacs, and he cast the demons out, and the demons said, "Where are you going to put us? We don't want to go into the sea." So Jesus put them in a herd of swine. And what did the swine do? They ran to the edge and jumped into the sea. Now, the word for sea in Hebrew is abyss. Why did they call it the abyss? I imagine they didn't have equipment for scuba diving in those days. So everything that was very deep in the sea, they never saw. It was the unseen world. It was the abyss. Now, we read on. Verse 2, he opened up the abyss, and smoke went up out of the pit like smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke of the pit. The sun represents the greatest source of truth, the greatest source of light, and light represents truth. So the sun is darkened here by smoke. Now, this is referring to deception so powerful that people cannot perceive truth because truth is darkened. Let's go on to verse 3. And out of the smoke came forth locusts upon the earth, and power was given them as the scorpions of the earth have power. We have two symbols here, locusts and scorpions, in the book of Joel. Joel chapter 2, it talks about an entire army of locusts that do damage. Many commentators believe that these locusts are symbols of fallen angels, as we would call demons. Jesus, in Luke the 10th chapter and verse 19, called demons scorpions. So locusts and scorpions may be referring to fallen angels, or as we call them, demons. So here we have it. In Revelation, symbolically, we have the great deception, the impersonation of Christ by Satan. And the question is, how will I survive this? We go to verse 4. They were told that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only the men who do not have, notice, the seal of God on their foreheads. How can I survive this? By having the seal of God. We'll talk about exactly what the seal of God is and how to get it. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.